Where would Jesus bank? That's the question before City Council this month. Because according to advocates for the Responsible Banking Ordinance, the city of Los Angeles ought to keep its money in banks that are socially responsible. A group of synagogues, mosques, and churches called LA Voice has been pushing this for more than a year. It would give banks a score based on criteria like small business lending and foreclosure modifications, but the ordinance wouldn't force the city to pick any given bank. Reverend Ryan Bell, pastor at Hollywood Adventist Church, still thinks the city will adhere to the ratings because it's the right thing to do.
But one of the stories that Jesus tells in the New Testament, a man who owed the king an enormous sum of money, and the king is forgiving on that day, and as soon as he's forgiven his debt, he goes out and strangles his servant who owes him a fraction of what he owed the king, throws him in jail when he can't pay him back. This, to me, is an exact parallel to the way that the large banks were bailed out, and yet the minute that they had that money, go out and just choke ordinary citizens.
The city council took public comment on the responsible banking ordinance today, though, and they're finding that many others define the city's responsibility differently. The Chamber of Commerce says the measure will endanger 40,000 banking industry jobs in LA, plus cost the city millions of dollars.
The banking ordinance presented to you is not only not responsible, you will also not do a single thing to help the foreclosure crisis in Los Angeles. It will create additional bureaucracy and additional burdens to city staff.
LA Voice thinks city council shares its values, though. The group hopes to see the ordinance pass by the end of this year. Rosalie Murphy, Annenberg Radio News.